Hello, hello. It's Kat Revzon with a dollop of positivity. It is already January 7th. 1 week of January 2024 has already gone by. Crazy, right? So what have you started working on so far? I wanted to leave work on time. And I actually did do that the first couple of days I went back, and then it just got super busy with meetings and just catching up. So I did not succeed the last 2 days of work, but hopefully this week will be a little more successful. It's always rough coming back after a week of PTO, so here I am. We also had our first snowfall this winter, yesterday into today. It kind of reminded me of when we first moved to Connecticut from New York. We lived in an apartment building before we moved into this house, and everything is taken care of for us by the maintenance crew. Well, when you're a homeowner, you are the maintenance crew. So while you can outsource the plowing and the lawn mowing and the shoveling of the snow off of your roof and other items, the reality is, even if you get your driveway plowed, it doesn't get it down to the bottom. It's not like a snowblower, which I don't own and I can't really own, because my driveway is really long. And I wasn't actually sure if the plowing team was coming today, because we really only got less than an inch of snow sticking. But the problem is it became slush and it got heavy. And also, if you don't deal with it now, it's probably going to freeze up. And yeah, you have a sheet of ice on your driveway, which is my worst nightmare, because I am used to struggling to get out of my driveway. I have to go up the hill. And then coming down is always not fun either. But I've learned how to manipulate that. But still, it's not fun. Especially since I just went to the dealership last week for my oil change. And they told me my treads on the tire, you know, they're not brand new tires anymore. So, eek. And I don't have winter tires for this car. Anyway, whatever. Today kind of reminded me of when I first moved here. I spent a lot of time breaking the ice. So I have one of those ice breakers. It's basically a long wooden pole with a metal blade at the end. And you kind of stab the ice and it breaks apart and you can shovel it to the side. Anyway, every time I start shoveling is when the plow people come, and it's kind of annoying. So of course I started at the top, gave up, and then started in the middle, gave up, and I heard them, so I ran back to my house. Ha, funny, right? Crazy. But back in the day, the problem with the plow is it doesn't get down to the bottom, so you don't see your blacktop. And that used to annoy me. So my neighbor actually would come right out after they plowed, and she and her husband would like chisel away all the ice. Kind of like curling, but I'm not as good as that. You know, my driveway is also very long like theirs, but they've lived in Connecticut much longer, so they probably have a system. Anyway, let me tell you. Yes, I've built really strong trapezius muscles. And now with Orange Theory, they've only gotten stronger. But anyway, today I brought out that ice chopper and, prepared my car so that I can leave my driveway to go to work tomorrow. The snow has stopped, but it's supposed to get icy. And as I was cleaning off my car, it already got icy. So it was kind of crazy. Anyway, it is what it is. I hope, I know it's still early, many more snowstorms to come, but I hope I'm ready for it. There was a time when I would just stay at work in one of the hotels so that I can avoid driving down the driveway or, you know, get stuck in the snow. But do pack up your car with snacks and bottles of water. Make sure you have one of those brushes so you can get the snow off the car. Make sure you get it off the car. You don't want your loose snow to fly back into someone else's windshield and cause an accident. And that's also against the law. Make sure the other end of the brush has some of a windshield scraper. They have mini ones. They have ones with gloves. They have many different kinds, so make sure you invest in one. And then make sure you have spikes that you can put onto your shoes. That really helps with the icy parts of the driveway or even on the streets. I was walking Henry with one on my shoe, and that kind of helped. Not that it was slippery on the road, but you never know. I fell on, slipped on black ice before, so I'm kind of traumatized. So make sure you're prepared for winter driving, and stay safe. I know a lot of you love snow. I used to love snow until I had to drive in it. So I hope you all have a wonderful rest of Sunday. Tomorrow's Monday. What are your goals? What are you planning for the week? I am going to try to leave early or on time. Not early, on time. And I hope you will too. I'm going to have to catch up on my gratitude notebook and also my calendar of reminders and quotes. So, till next time, leave me a message on A Dollop of Positivity's Facebook page. You can call me, text me, you know how to find me. P.S. I am reading Lessons in Chemistry because I want to watch the show. It was recommended that I read the book before I watch the show. I was really good about reading until last week. I didn't read any pages, so that's my other goal this week, to at least read a chapter a night. I did have books that I had to renew from one of the libraries, unlike my local, hyper-local library that auto-renews if possible. This library had to make me do it, so now I owe 45 cents. That's not good. It's only the first week of January, and I already owed the library money. Anyway, again, you know where to find me. Till next time. Bye now.